as mindfulness strengthens over the course of our retreat. The practice of recognizing when we're lost and being aware, reconnecting with the present moment. Mindfulness gains a kind of momentum. And we start to see that we can be mindful of any aspect of our experience. At times, even we might simply settle back with this simplicity of awareness that Gil spoke about yesterday. And just notice what's obvious in this moment. Relax. And receive experience. What's obvious moment to moment may change from moment to moment. This would be quite normal and natural for this to happen when we settle into a receptive kind of awareness. Sometimes breath and body might be most obvious. Sensations in the body, a field of sensations or specific sensations. Sometimes mind states or feelings, emotions might be more obvious. A wide variety of states of mind. From joy, peace, calm, to frustration, irritation, anger, confusion, delight, boredom. No experience is outside of the range of what can be met with mindfulness. Can we have a simple awareness, a simple receptive recognition? Frustration is happening now. Breath is happening now. Hearing is happening. Even thoughts arise in our experience. Often in meditation, thoughts arise and can be known with mindfulness. We have a relationship with thoughts habitually where we often lose mindfulness when thinking happens. But that doesn't mean it's necessary to not be mindful when you're thinking, or that it's not possible to be mindful when thinking is happening. And so too, thoughts can arise and be recognized. Thinking is happening now. Sometimes helpful to acknowledge a kind of thinking, of planning is happening now. Remembering is happening now. What's obvious in this moment? Body, sound, mood, emotion, thought. We incline towards a simple awareness, just meeting what's arising. And yet often it feels not so simple. We don't like what's happening. We want something else to be happening. We're confused about what's happening. We can also recognize our relationship. That too is something that's just arising in the moment. And so when it feels like the practice gets complicated or confused, it can be helpful to check in. What's the relationship to experience right now? You don't have to try to figure it out. Sometimes just broadening or expanding with that question a relationship of wanting it to be different, not wanting it to be this way, confusion can become known. We can become aware of that. And then perhaps we can simply know, there's an experience. A pain in the knee, for example. And wanting it to be different is happening. We can be simple, knowing that. What's obvious? How about now? And now? Mindfulness can be aware of anything. As mindfulness strengthens, we get the confidence to recognize we can be aware of thoughts and sleepiness and restlessness. Not needing to fix or change it, but bring the sense of simple interest. What's this like? Even some experiences, as we settle even more deeply into mindfulness, some experiences may be very unfamiliar states of mind that we're not sure what they are. That's often a place where we can get lost. Either trying to figure it out or just unfamiliar with being present for it. Can be helpful to check what's your relationship to something unfamiliar. And maybe just be very simple. Oh, there's something unfamiliar. Unfamiliar is happening. And confusion is happening. Or unfamiliar is happening and excitement is happening. What's obvious right now? The meditation can unfold through this simple, receptive, moment-to-moment noticing what's obvious. And yet at times, it can also be helpful to return to an anchor or a foundation for the attention, to brighten the attention. Reconnect if the mind has gotten lost. And yet perhaps exploring this simple receptive awareness and remembering to check, especially if it feels like it's complicated. What's the relationship? We often each have certain experiences in practice where we habitually lose mindfulness, where we habitually get lost. And sometimes we have the belief that, oh, it's not possible to be mindful of that. My mind is spacing out a lot. That's a problem. I can't be mindful of spacing out, so I have to fix it. Or the mind is planning. Planning is future. It's not in the present moment. It's not possible to be mindful of it. If you ever have the thought, oh, I'm planning, I can't be mindful of planning. Or, oh, spaced out, I can't be mindful of spaced out. I'd like to suggest that the very recognition, I can't be mindful of whatever, there's already a little bit of mindfulness there that has recognized it. And so you might explore changing that recognition from, oh, spaced out, can't be mindful of that, to something like, ah, already aware of spaced out, already aware of planning. Beginning to recognize that mindfulness can meet these experiences in which we habitually get lost, in which we habitually lose mindfulness. So those moments often happen when we come back from being lost in some kind of a state or a thought train, or maybe even lost in calm. You know, not much is happening. The mind just kind of drifts off into calm. In the moment of the mindfulness returning, which it will, often it's waking up into one of those spaces that we habitually think we can't be mindful of. And if we think we can't be mindful of planning, if we think we can't be mindful of whatever, we won't be able to be mindful of it. And so I found whenever I have any state where it's, oh, can't be mindful of, I turn it to, how might it be possible to be mindful of that? And that moment when we wake up is often a place where we can begin to extend the terrain into which mindfulness can travel. Because we are often waking up into a place where we are habitually lost. Mindfulness arises. Confusion, already aware of confusion. Or mindfulness wakes up into something that's just completely unfamiliar. Already aware that something is unfamiliar. Often, because we do have the habit of not being mindful in some of these states, it's a challenge to stay connected. And just that receptivity of, this is what it's like to be spaced out. This is what it's like to have the mind in a spaced out state, or this is what it's like to have the experience of planning. Hard to stay there. Hard to keep that continuity of awareness. And so, as you wake up into something like that, you know, connecting with it for a few moments, reminding yourself it's possible, already aware of. And then, it's okay at that point to recognize kind of perhaps the pull again to non-mindfulness and maybe turn to something that'll help to strengthen the mindfulness again. Like coming back to the breath. But take some moments to be curious about, already aware of whatever it is that you've woken up into. Whatever it is that mindfulness has returned with. And this begins to cultivate the capacity for mindfulness to meet more and more areas of our experience. So there's a few minutes for questions, if there are any questions this morning. Yeah.
I had an experience the other night where I thought I was awake, but I heard myself lightly snoring. So it was sort of something new for me. I don't think it was the yogi in the next room. I think it was me. I haven't had that experience before. And have you heard of people like mindfully watching themselves sleep? Okay, so it wasn't.
So the question is, have she had the experience of noticing herself snoring, thought she was being aware, and is it possible to be aware of, mindfully aware of sleep? Yes, I've had this experience. I remember at one point in the middle of the 3-month course, I was doing lying meditation and very aware of body, and then, you know, very aware of experience, and then aware of sound, you know, sound, and then noticing it was myself snoring. You know, it was kind of, you know, a mind blowing that is possible. Yes, it is possible, and it's also very easy in that place to. It's kind of like, you know, I've experienced the clarity of knowing in that place, and I've also experienced a kind of a thinking I'm mindful, thinking I'm aware at that time. And there's a way that the mindfulness can be diluted in that time also. So yes, it's possible and helpful to recognize, you know, be clear of, especially when you kind of come into awareness clearly there. It's like, okay, yes, this is the experience. I know that I'm aware. So the clarity of recognizing awareness itself there. Yeah. So you're saying that, so the question about boredom, and it seems to be a judgment about a particular space, and you're not clear if that is boredom. So what is the experience? Is the judgment the main piece of it, or? Okay. Yeah, so the noticing of a kind of a time when the there's more of a spaciousness and experience kind of becomes, it sounds like a tranquility experience becomes more receded, and then a movement of mind to want to fill that space, and wasn't sure if that was boredom. I can't say if that's boredom. You know, it sounds to me, I mean, I would just notice that movement of wanting to fill the space. You know, that sounds like the predominant experience in that moment, is a feeling of some, you know, it might be curious to explore, you know, what is there connected with that wanting. Is there a feeling of dissatisfaction, of a sense of can't stay connected because not much is happening? Or it could be boredom. It could be simply that the mind kind of moves into a space of kind of disconnection. Boredom is often a space of disconnection from experience, you know, that it just doesn't... a lack of intimacy of that contact of experience, and again we can be aware of boredom too. So, you know, in that moment of like, there's that spaciousness, and what arises is wanting to fill the space. Can you be aware of that? That's the state that's arising, wanting to fill the state, rather than thinking you need to fill the state or not. Fill the state, either, you know, kind of, we might have the view that either that thought has to go away, Like, I'm not supposed to be thinking I'm wanting to fill the space. I'm supposed to sit with the space. Or I'm have to follow through on that. Oh, I should fill the space. There's that middle ground of, oh, what's arising is wanting to fill the space. What's that like? What's that experience? And as you open to what that is, there'll be more understanding of what it is, whether it's actually boredom or it could be greed. You know, it's hard to say at this point. It could be many things. So, this evening,